allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you, Ray, for coming tonight. We have two great presentations tonight in the superintendent's report, so we'll start with that.
Yeah, we have, Mr. Castle, you want to lead the Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
Yes, we have an exciting presentation for, I believe, an Eagle Scout.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, this is David Trummel, senior at Center Richards High School. All right. David's been working very hard on his Eagle Service project, which is what an unbelievable accolade. Hopefully he will achieve it, but there's a final piece to the puzzle, and it's a service project. So David's met with some of the staff. He's met with me several times. So I'm going to turn the floor over to David. You're going to kind of explain the project, and then if the board has any questions, we'll answer them. Okay, buddy? What is yours?
The project I'm building is a music cabinet, or music message board cabinet. It's going to showcase the field trips for the music department, like jazz chorus, how they go to Hershey's, and the music in the parks, and also jazz band is going to have stuff up there, and it's also going to be used for notifications, because they have a trophy cabinet. They don't have a message board, so that they can post for a jazz band and jazz chorus, who is like the people that they went to the meetings, so that they know what's going up, what's coming on. Now, the picture cabinet or the message board is going to be 6 foot by 4 foot, and it's going to on the back is going to be covered by corkboard, which is going to allow you to put like notes or leaflets and whatnot. And pictures. Now, the primary thing of it is promotion of what the field trips are. And I was in jazz chorus, and I know a lot of people that, even though jazz chorus has a lot, it has some people in it, not a lot of people go on to music in the park sometimes because they're expensive. But if they show that, like if you show what the jazz chorus and jazz band are, have much funner doing at that place, even though I've never been on it, I've heard it's very fun because it's at Hershey. And some of the photos I've seen of some of my friends who went there, it's amazing, and they should show it to everybody else and see how much fun they can get by going on it. And it's pretty much going to be have a black solid glass so that not a lot of people can break into it, but it's going to withstand the standard person if somebody could try to throw a punch at it, try to break it, but it would take like some tools or something.
Better not.
Yeah. It would take tools or something to get stuff into it, because it's going to be plexiglass. And also it's going to have locks, and also it's going to have piano hinges all along the sides of it, each panel is going to have an entrance. So you put different sections and what. And it all depends on what they need and whatnot.
That's right. Where is it going to be?
The trophy case. It's going to be right next to the trophy case between the fire alarm and the trophy case.
You know the LGI entrance?
Yeah.
That hallway?
It's going to be right
that new trophy case that was another Eagle Service project?
Yeah.
It's going to be right next
Plenty of wall space, excellent.
Got it.
That's going to be right where it is.
It's a great tie-in, two projects next to each other.
And it's going to be 3 feet off the ground, so it's going to be perfect level height, even for freshmen who are... I've seen some where they're like 5 foot. They reach it definitely.
That's great. I have to say, so your drawings that were in our board package, and they were extremely detailed, I thought. So.
Oh, I had help from my instructor helping him with it, and he was a professional contractor, so that's nice.
That's great.
David, it was also, the board, correct me if I'm wrong, David, but it was approved by Mr. Confrey. It was approved by Mr. Kelly, Tom Kelly, and it was also approved by Mr. Caswell. So three of your leaders, I guess, in different avenues, you had to make sure that they approved, and they all approved. So yes, congratulations. That's so exciting. It's going to be nice.
Thank you, sir.
That's great. And when will, what's the time period that you'll...
It could take a weekend, but I can't do it on Sunday, since I've been told that school's not open. Everybody's in school on Sundays.
We can get you there.
Yeah.
Wow. Good to know the right people, right?
I can finish it on a weekend if I want to, which is that if when the school's open, I could do it on Saturdays, on one first Saturday, and then next Saturday, the second weekend, I could do it. But if I really want to push, I could do it on Saturday and Sunday, because I could do it on one day, it's just that it would rush, and I don't want to rush it.
That's great. I think this is great. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. The board completely supports. We're good board with this. Absolutely. That's what we make sure. And across the board, unanimous. Congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, the board, our second presentation. As the community knows, we have many five-year plans that we'd like to show the community in specific areas. Tonight, we've asked Mrs. Perkins and Mr. Kelly to show us our five-year maintenance plan and what that looks like. So welcome, Ms. Perkins and Mr. Kelly.
Great, thank you, Russ. I just want to start by thanking Carol. It's been many hours with Carol on this week. Usually I'm in her office because I'm getting in trouble spending too much money. So also, I'd just like to thank Gary for all he was in most of the meetings with us to go through this. And I just want to thank Gary. And at the end of the month, everyone knows Gary's retiring. And we wish him a happy retirement and good health. And lastly, I'd really like to thank the Buildings and Grounds Department. What they've done the last couple of weeks to get the school up and running. If anyone was in the school the last week to go to the school, to the lockers or anything, it was a little bit of a war zone. We had the school handed over to us, 200 Wing, on Friday, Labor Day weekend. These guys worked through the weekend, where most people would like to get barbecues and the beach with the family. They worked through the weekend. So I just want to take the opportunity to really thank them.
Awesome.
Start with the presentation. Just like this, go through this. If anyone has any questions, you can just please wait to the end. I'll answer anything. If I can't answer it, I'll get back to you, within a couple days with any answer questions you might have. All right, here we go. When Russ asked me about 2.5 weeks ago to go through the five-year plan, I went back to my records from the Facilities Advisory Committee that I was part of the committee for as long as I can remember. I went back and looked at some of the things that were on the Facilities Advisory Committee years ago, and some of the things that are on this list were also on the original bond that, unfortunately, you had to make hard decisions and they were taken out. So some of these items will just be put back onto your radar. Okay, number one item, paving and curb issues. Sidewalks, hallway, the floor remodel, floor replacements for the hallways at the elementary school, exterior lighting. We're looking to do some LED lighting on some of the excess walls at the elementary school. Bathroom renovations. And we've done about 98% of the asbestos flooring at the elementary school has been replaced. We have a couple areas that need to be done. One big conference room and a couple small areas to make sure we get all the asbestos out of the building. So those are the things that are number one on our radar right now that we're looking to take care of. After that, don't get me wrong, all these items that we have listed are all just as important. But right now, those are the things that I looked at and said those are the number one things that we should really look at for this year, this budget year, to look into. I'm not going to read all the rest of them, but a couple quick things you can look at. In the east side corridor where you come in, where the teachers come in, over by the Main Street gym, that area, the bricks, the lentil over there, taking on some water. It's an issue that needs to be addressed in the next couple of years. Classroom shades, they're really dated. We're looking to replace some of the shades in the classrooms. All right. And as you go down further, you can see some of the items that are budgeted in our yearly budget. Okay. Painting projects, gym floor refurbishing. In the last 3 years, we started doing that in-house, our gym floors. We realized we can do that in-house. We've saved a lot of money by doing that. We used to have that outsourced. We do that now in-house. The painting project in the last 2 years, because we had phase one and phase two of the bond, our maintenance department and custodians have been jumping through hoops, so we have to get back on track with our painting program. So we're looking to really push that envelope the next year and a half, to start catching up on some of the painting. Slide. As you can see, pictures worth 1,000 words on some of the things that are on our number one list. As you can see, sidewalks and curbs. As you can see, these things need to be addressed. Our handicap ramps. We have 3 of them, very similar conditions. I took a picture of this because everyone drove in today and saw what kind of condition the pavement is. As you come through, it's a little bit of a roller coaster. If you come in on a Monday morning after a car wash, they're full of soapy water. It seems like we have a car wash every weekend here. But what we need to do is cut out some of these areas, re-RCA them, and re-block out that. It's throughout the district, but unfortunately, we don't have the money to do the whole paving project, so we're going to target areas that need to be addressed first. Okay, now the bathroom renovations. These are phase two we're at the elementary school, we're going to start doing this year. Those are the bigger bathrooms. These bathrooms are the bathrooms that are in the kindergarten wing and in the main street, on the main hallway. As you can see, dated, very dated. They're from the 1960s. It looks like an episode of Mad Men a little bit with the pink tiles. So we're looking to replace them quickly. We can probably do 3 or 4 of these like in a weekend if we bring a crew in on a Saturday and Sunday. And on the outside, when you come out, I should have took a picture of that also. But there's a sink and a water fountain. So we're looking to replace them in the kindergarten wing and then the main hallway at the elementary school. There's probably about 15 of these single bathrooms throughout the elementary school. To your right side, you can see what I was talking about before, the LED lighting we want to replace on the east side where the Main Street gym is. If you go there at 5:30, 6 o'clock in December, January, we drop your kids off for sports, for NYO, for lacrosse, basketball, anything, it's very dark over there. We're looking to relight that area and also the Brookfield parking lot, which has been an issue we've had for years now. The parking lot lights over there, we just can't seem to get it. It needs to be rewired. And we'd like to step it up and get the LED lighting more force efficient and better lighting. Okay, as I said before, this is the last room with the asbestos tiles in it. Phase one that we did last year, we got 95% of the asbestos out of the building with the floor tiles. This is what we have left, and a couple of small other areas, but this is the big room. This is the conference room that's across from the elevator at the elementary school. It's a specialized conference room. And then over to the right, you can see the hallway that we want to start retiling the floors. When I started here, one of the first things I was walking down the hall, I'm like, ooh, these floors are a little dated. 14 years later, as you can see, they're dated, and it's time to start replacing them. Every year when we do the waxing and stripping, you can see the tiles popping up. Our maintenance crew is constantly going around repairing the tiles. With a fresh coat of paint and new tiles, it would make you really dress up the whole building. All right, now we're off to the secondary campus. Very similar issues. When I was talking to our architect, John Grillo, about our 5-year plan, first things out of his mouth were sidewalks and curbs. Once again, we're looking at paving issues, curbing, sidewalks. When I say roofing issues, we've addressed 90% of the issues at the high school. You don't see the garbage cans, the buckets of water pouring anymore, but we still do have some issues. I was up on the roof yesterday with our roofing company. There are some small issues on the 100 and 200 wing that still need to be addressed. Bathroom upgrades. I'll show you some pictures in a minute about some of the upgrades. We're looking to do the bigger bathrooms on the 100, the 200 wing, and also down by the high school cafeteria. Classroom door renovations. We're looking to replace the doors in the 100 wing and some in the 200 wing. We replaced a lot of the 200 wing already when we did the science labs. These doors are the wooden doors with the big glass. The middle school has them all already. The 100 has the old metal doors, which I have a picture of so I can show you. We're looking to remodel those doors. They're old. They're from 1979. The hinges were constantly tightening them up. They're loosening. It's time for those doors to be upgraded. Okay, and then the last thing on this is the tennis courts. The tennis courts, unfortunately, are a major issue with us. Every year, we have to have them recapped back. they open, they crack. Once the winter hits, you have water in there, freezes, expands, cracks open. We do this every year. I've talked to some other colleagues of mine from other districts. Once it happens, there's no quick fix. You have to do it every year. So unfortunately, this is a big ticket item, so we have to just budget this into our budget for every year. Okay, the second thing, you know, once again, these items are the top ones that I feel that need to be addressed first, but not saying that any of these other items cannot, 6 months from now, could not be up on top of that list once we get going, you know. Like I said, once Jerry retires and I'm more into the maintenance part of it, I might look into this and say, okay, you know, after talking to Bill Thompson and some other people in the maintenance, saying we really need to address, you know, the fire alarm system or some of these other issues. One of the things is the JV backstop. That's from 1979. That is a major issue right now. It's on the fall down. We need to replace that. Our vehicle fleet, replacement of our vehicle. We had a truck go down about a year ago. That was a plow truck. Right now, we're down to 3 trucks, which if everything goes well, we're in good shape. But if one of those trucks go down, we're down to 2 trucks during the snowstorm, then it gets a little tricky. So we like to put another truck up on the up onto the budget for this cycle coming up. Bottom list, you'll see, once again, those are just budgetary items that we already do. The gym floors, the painting projects, those are some of the things done in-house. So it's ceiling tile replacements. These are some of the pictures from the back of the high school main entrance. Once again, pictures worth 1,000 words. You can see the curbing, the sidewalks. It's time to start addressing some of these. That is the front entrance of the high school where you come in. That's the crosswalk. That's the sidewalk. And as you can see, that's where the buses come in. The way the buses are starting to crack that. About 10 years ago, we started seal coating. Every other year, we do every other building. Unfortunately, with the bond last year, we're a year behind. So not saying that would have prevented this from happening, but this has to be cut out, re-RC'd, and then re-blacktopped. Because once this winter hits and we start snow plowing, this is going to start opening up and having potholes, and we're going to have to start addressing a lot of these issues during the winter months. But this is throughout the high school parkland. There's a lot of this going on that we need to address. Okay, this is the bathroom remodeling we were talking about. This is, of course, the auditorium. This is the large bathroom, the boys. Just dated. We're looking to go in there, remodel some of this. As you can see, these bathrooms are new mirrors, new sinks. We're not looking to rip everything out. We structure everything just to clean it up. New tiles on the floors. To the right, you can see the units in the 100, 200 wing. These are big ticket items. This is not to replace these. To replace these are something you would put into your bond down the road. These need to be worked on. As Gary can test for, these motors are expensive. They need to be worked on and upgraded, especially in the 200 wing. The 200 wing, we have issues when the winter comes, and we have the nor'easters, and it's blowing 30 miles an hour and sub-zero. Those freeze up. We've had multiple freeze-ups and pipes bursting on the 100 wing. So when we open them up, we'd like to re-insulate that back wall and replace some of those motors. I would suggest the 200 first, get them. Yeah. And then especially in the 200 where we did the science labs, you go into those labs, they look beautiful. That's what the building events look like. So I was in a meeting with Ricardo, and they talked about maybe they can repaint some of these to make them look new. That's an option until we get the new ones down the road. Tennis courts. These were just done. I had a company come in about a month ago, right before the season. But if you were out there a month ago, you would have saw cracks half an inch wide. And these were done last year. This happens every year. There's not much we can do besides, unfortunately, what we do, we patch it every year. These are the pictures of the doors I was talking about before. These are the metal doors that I should have taken a picture of the new wood ones to give you a better idea. But these are the doors we're looking to replace with the wooden ones with the bigger windows. And the 100 and finish up the 200 one. Okay, now the final part, the money. Right. These are projected prices. We, with Mr. Crowell and myself, we have some. I have some hard numbers on these. I have estimates, and with Gary's expertise, he's come up with some other numbers we worked on. So what we're looking at for the parking lot for the first year is $20,000. Now, with that $20,000 at the elementary school, we would target some of the worst areas, cut out the blacktop, re-RCA, and replace. Same thing with the sidewalks, which we've already started doing some of the bad sidewalks, the main entrances. It was a local contractor, actually, who gave us prices. He came in the lowest at three quotes. Then he was doing cement, and then he called us up and said, listen, I will do the same price for the pavers that you see up front. He gave us the same price as the cement. So it looks a lot better, in my opinion. Plus, we got a 10-year warranty on that. All right. So $10,000 for other sidewalks that need to be addressed at the elementary school. Hallway. We're looking to do a couple hallways this year. Big jobs, ripping out all the hallways. If we're looking to keep doing them for 5 years, at the end, we're looking at about $150,000 to do upstairs, downstairs, throughout the whole district, but we're starting with the $30,000. Exterior parking lot lights, the LED lights we're looking to do on the east side of the main street. You're looking $4,000 for the first year and then forward. Bathroom renovations, $20,000 to start doing those bathrooms. Asbestos flooring, this is a one-time hit. We have to get that abated. We have to get the air quality tested. That's a big, unfortunately, that's a big hit. That's $20,000. So for the first year, you're looking at about $104,000. Now, if you look down to the secondary things for the first year, you're looking at $44,000. All these things are important. I just categorize the things that I feel that need to be done first. All right, and as you can see, those are the budgetary prices that we have on the bottom. Some of the things we do in-house and what it costs us. Right. Secondary campus, same thing. We're looking at $20,000 for the curbing and sidewalks for the first year. The curbing issues and the pavers, and then the sidewalks, another $20,000. The roofing issues, like I was saying to you before, these are some of the issues we have. When I was up there, they pointed out some of the things we have to still address on the 100, 200 wing. And then the gang bathroom, the bathrooms at the high school, the large bathrooms across from the cafeteria, the 100 and 200 wings. The classroom door replacements, it's $10,000 for the first year, $10,000 from that year forward for the next 5 years. Tennis courts, that's a big hit. That costs us, for the 6 courts we have, $20,000 a year. That's what we paid $19,000 this year and change, it's $20,000 a year. Rate, and as you can see, that total comes out to roughly, between the two columns there, you're looking at $194,000, you're looking at $100,000 for the first year, the second column is $94,000. With the vehicle replacements and those things, the JV baseball, as you go on, it's up to the board. These are tough decisions you have to make on, but we're putting these things on your radar.
When we say year one, that's 18, 19.
Yes. This coming year, the budget cycle. I would recommend to the board maybe starting a new code in the 1620 code for just put those items into that code so it gets spent nowhere else besides these issues.
So I really appreciate this. I think this is great. I think it gives us a lot to think about and understand. One of the things when we went out for the last bond that we heard from the community was, do more maintenance, to be maintaining and doing spending for your regular budget. And you're going to have to do that for a new roof,
right,
or to renovate a science room. You just can't afford it. But these are the types of things I think, that is important. That is what we heard. Question, I don't know if you know the answer or not, but so if I look at, let's just take, for example, let's say that everything you said here makes total sense, and we're going to say 150 at Clayton year one and 100 and 200 at the high school, so 300.
Yeah.
Total, let's just say that. Let's just go with
total $346.
Okay. How much of that this type of stuff, if we put it, so we did it in 18, let's say, and we had specific line items, would we be able to, would be able to be capable?
I'd have to look at it because a lot of times if you're just doing repair work, it's not aidable.
But it's an idea.
Yeah, it's an idea. We could look at it.
It's a lot. A goal of $300,000 to do all of these things, it might use a lot. But if you could, you know, get it in there, we have a lot of notice.
Once you get that number in the budget and you keep it in there for those 5 years, and that's done.
Right.
Once it's in there the first year.
Right. It's in there the first year. It's built into your budget.
It's not eatable.
Right.
You know, like a tennis court. Look at that.
That tennis courts, to replace those tennis courts, we have six courts. It's $100,000 a court.
Right.
That's not eatable. Yeah, so
but we did it with that list. We did it with the playground. I don't know why we don't. You and I don't talk to those guys and see if we can get that.
I already saw those conversations.
Me too. So I think that's how you're going to do that. I think that's good. I have a couple other questions. Hold on. The doors. Just explain to me again. We have a door that's metal. We want to replace it with a door that's wood, and that's a priority because.
There, if you walk by, half those times those things are just the hinges are like. Falling off, constantly putting them up. We tell the teacher, you know, we tell them don't bounce. They're always putting things up in the doors, or the kids are. They're not even.
They're decrepit and not even.
Now it's becoming more of a safety issue too. They always don't shut. We constantly work on them. When we do a fire drill, we get all the teachers that they're not shutting all the way. It's time. They're from 1979. It's time.
Well, there's an aesthetic value attached to that as well.
Yeah. No, I understand.
You see the new wood doors.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you
that's all that we hear from the teachers that go through the new science lab. They go across the hall to their old classrooms.
Now, when you said, you know, we were talking about the small bathrooms, you said, you know, we can do that over a weekend. When you say we, is that your team or is that...
That's outside. That's outside. I mean, we could probably do some of the rip out and stuff like that, but to do the tile work and to get in and out there in a week, I mean, some of the stuff we could possibly do during the stuff after the bond is done because we're... Obviously, phase two. I'm not going to put too much on the plate, but we could maybe do a little, you know, bathroom one or two during the course of the summer with the other work. But to do it and get it in and out on the weekend, that's an outside company.
Okay. On the painting project, so you have 5 years of painting at.
Well, if you look at it, it's every other year at the elementary, and then it goes to high school. It's 3,500. So it's 3,500 1 year at one school, 3,500 at the other school.
And how much gets painted every other year?
Well, we were. Before the bond, we tried to get 20, you know, up to 20 rooms done a year.
So it's like a 5 year span. Everyone
gets
like
it's like a bridge. You just keep going,
but it's 5 years basically each room gets done.
And then we're trying to get the hallways. As he said, like if we can get the floor tiles done on the hallways, we'd love to get a fresh coat of paint on this, the hallways at the elementary. It would just clean it up.
Now, would you say like so? You've got these prioritizations, you know, hallway flooring repairs or replacement. Big number. I don't know if these you've got in prioritized order, you know.
Like I said, Josh, these could change as I get into it.
Right.
Right now, as I looked at this and I looked through the Facilities Advisory Committee, as I've been on the Facilities Advisory Committee as long as I can remember, these things were on the list 13 years ago. So I just went back and looked at some of the things that weren't done yet that were on there and I think need to be addressed first.
So I have no idea what needs to get addressed first, but and I think the Soviet Advisory Committee is the right place with you. But the reason I ask is I remember, and you might have a better recollection than I, but on the Univents, we're spending money now to fix.
We've been doing like a couple of years, correct? Yeah. And with them, you're doing the controls and modernizing. Right.
And that's in there, as you can see.
Is that the 6,000 that's in there? Is the fixing?
The fixing.
Not the replacement.
To replace them, those are big numbers.
Yeah.
Sure. Those, to replace the whole unit system.
I mean, they're basically a box with a coil or a fan. There's not a lot to it. So replacing the unit is mostly aesthetic.
Right.
Okay. The internal components. Well, that's so the internal components you fix, and that's about that 6,000.
As you had the conversation with Lee Michaels, the project manager, he was saying that there's companies that come in and do resurface the front of those that make it look new.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's similar to like a high school locker, kind of paint.
So it's like a pressure coating.
Yeah.
That's how you describe this one.
But the inner and then the internal pieces as you do that are replaced or just like fixing pulleys on old compressors?
Some of them, depending on how bad they are.
Okay.
But the big thing is we've been replacing the balance of electric controls, right? Which prevents the freeze ups and the coils from popping.
That's why it's 25,000.
And that's 25,000 per univent?
No. It's a few of them.
So there were like 5,000 a unit meant to replace.
Yeah, but no, you do multiple units for that dollar. Yeah.
Okay. Correct.
And it's the whole, all the rooms though.
Yeah, you're talking the whole high school.
There's a lot.
And then
there's a lot.
So, yeah. So I'd want to understand that a little more. I know not now, but
we'll get more into depth in that.
The last I had was you said something about two things. The roof at the high school, just explain that to me a little more, and then gutter and leader.
We still have some issues at the high school.
But not where we did the work.
Nothing major. As you can see, that's $15,000
a year. But not what we did the work.
No,
No. Those things are all warranty. Yeah. That's warranty. That's not. It's the 100, 200 room. We still have some small issues.
Okay.
But $15,000 when the roofing company doesn't go far from that. You know, it addresses, every year we're, so hopefully by year five, we'll have no issues at all.
And then you said, I think it's where you have gutter and leader upgrades, repairs, the
administration building here. One time deal, looking to replace the
okay. And what did you say they were leaking at the lentils? That's why I got confused.
That's the lentils you're talking, there's two places. At the high school, the media center, the windows there are leaking through the lentils up there. So we actually, it's on there, it's on the secondary list at the high school. They actually have to come in and cut out some of the brickwork there to really see where...
They did that here, right?
Similar to the lentils here.
East side, yeah.
Well, what we have here at the elementary school is the main entrance where the teachers come in by West East Side over there.
Yeah.
It's where the old office used to be.
Okay.
That entrance over there, there is a moisture problem in there. We've addressed it, but it's still an issue. Mm. So that's something that all that sheetrock has to come out, the plaster and sheetrock, have to figure out where it's coming in from, the moisture, and adjust it. It's a big job. And also, that's where your staircase
is. And that wasn't part of the lentil work that they did?
No.
Okay. And that's on, where is it? Is that on the...
There's two spots. The one at the high school is the media center. That's at the high school.
Yeah.
And then at the elementary school, that's on the secondary list. I think it's on the secondary list on the entry.
East center, okay.
Correct.
Got it. But that's not this year. That's something that you would say at 3 years down the line.
It could be after a bad nor'easter. It could be number one.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. I think this makes sense. I think it gives us a lot to kind of think about, understand. And from your perspective, now that you've gotten into this from a facilities committee, do you think that there's help there that we should kind of reconvene? Oh,
absolutely. I mean, we have the committee. I think maybe start scheduling a meeting. Maybe they can look at this and more eyes looking at it, the better. There's a lot of contractors and stuff that are on the committee. So, yeah, the more eyes looking at it, the better. These are just what I feel are the high priorities.
Right. Okay. Anybody have any other questions? Great. Thank you very much, Tom. All right. Does anybody have any questions regarding tonight's agenda only?
Can I just ask Tom a question?
Sure.
How many are
in
your maintenance
group? I can't hear you.
How many are in this maintenance group?
In maintenance?
Right? Yeah.
Well, there's Gary, Bill, and we have a part-timer, and we just put in the ad in for a weekend help.
You can cover a lot for a very small group. Thank you.
Any other questions on tonight's agenda? Motion to adopt the minutes of the regular meeting of August 30th, 2017.
Motion.
Motion second. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent, the schools, the Board of Education, accept the following resignation.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes. Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education rescinds the following action previously adopted on July 11th, 2017.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education appoints the following individuals as substitutes for the 2017-2018 school year as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following appointments for the 2017-2018 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon a recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following contracts in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contracts as well as of the established costs contained in said contracts and authorize the president to sign said contracts.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Can you take me through, I don't know, Ricardo or Russ, but the multi-year service agreement for smart boards that's
yes.
in here?
Yes, I can. It's a 5-year lease agreement that we are proposing to the Board of Education for the replacement of 35 smart boards. Right now, currently, we have, I want to say, about 120 smart boards that are used throughout the district in various classrooms, various instructional spaces. Most of the smart boards were purchased about 6 years ago when the district originally went into an initial BOCES lease agreement for smart boards as well as computers. Unfortunately, all of the smart boards at this time are at the end of life. They are void of warranty, and when they go, we have to replace them. That's one piece. The second piece is that the technology that was used 6 years ago, unfortunately, is somewhat antiquated now. So what the proposed lease agreement on the agenda this evening does for the district, it allows us to sort of get a head start and purchase 35 brand new smart boards to replace some of the most aging smart boards that we have in the district.
If I read that correctly, that agreement includes maintenance and repair?
It does.
So we're essentially clean as far as any repair work or maintenance?
We are clean for the life of the warranty. Which would be 5 years.
They installed and removed
they did.
As part of that contract.
They did. That is?
The smart boards they were replacing, you said it was a 6-year agreement?
It was a 5-year agreement when we originally went into it. We actually paid the last payment of the lease agreement last year.
So what's it like a dollar buyout?
It's literally a dollar buyout.
Yeah.
And it was budgeted for. So this is actually the contract, but it was budgeted in the budget that you all approved.
It was.
So this expense, and when
this
we said this expense of 100.
Approved for the 17-18 school year.
And the expense is for the school year?
It would be $40,000 a year over the course of 5 years, which is a decrease of our original BOCES lease agreement, which I believe, if I recall correctly, about $80,000 a year.
So when you say it was included, it's because we have the $40,000 incremental buy built in. The other $40,000 falls off.
Yes.
Correct. So then is the plan, just so that I understand the plan, you said we have about 100 and how many?
We have right now about 110
okay.
that are out of warranty and at the end of the
But we've not incurred any service costs yet because the warranty just expired.
No. We have not.
So would the plan then be over the next 3 years to go 35,
yes, that would be the plan.
And then have it kind of staggered over time.
Yes, because I think one of the errors, the technology committee and I looked at this, and one of the errors I think we made, even though I think it was important at the time that the lease agreement was originally went into effect, is that we purchased all of the technology all at once. So unfortunately, what we face is that all of the technology that we purchased that was necessary at the time comes up at the end of life at the same time.
I think
time.
We wanted to come up to the speed as well inside the
we did.
Classrooms.
We did.
So we felt like we were a
and
little behind structurally speaking, so we went for it in one shot.
So in terms of replacement, we're cherry picking the worst ones.
And we wouldn't put them in unless they needed it. You know,
and
we
had the
random,
ones.
You know.
What do you do with the old ones? Is there any salvage cost that you can
No, unfortunately, there is
nothing.
I'll give you an example. The smart boards that are currently used, smart technology doesn't even create them. So even if we wanted to replace them, we couldn't. Unless we found some refurbished company where we could get them, you know, which would not be advisable.
Are these going to be like the ones that would just put in?
Yes, it would be the flat screen. So the difference between this and smart boards is that the old smart board technology had an arm and a projector and the board itself, which basically was a three-component unit. Now the new smart TVs that are created is just a one-component unit. So everything is all in one. So you don't have the arm, you don't have the projector course, you don't have the bulb course.
Alignment.
Exactly.
So that was one of the issues. Alignment, you mean what? The screen from the computer screen?
From the touch component?
Yeah.
Yeah, that with the flat panel, it's integrated into the frame of the screen, whereas with the arm of the projector, there's a multi-axis alignment that has to be done.
I was asking something.
Well,
I had heard that there were issues with the upgraded computers representing on the smart board. Is that because they're old smart boards?
Because they're old smart boards.
So the new smart boards not have that issue?
Yes. The new smart boards do not have the issue because the new computers that we purchased from smart schools, they run at a 16.9 flat screen flat ratio. Mm-hmm. The old computers work, and the old smart boards work at 4.9, I believe. So they're not comparable.
VGA, RCA. It's the video component. It's HDMI, 4K.
So you have to play around with it and modify one, but the other one is not the same view. Meaning, when you look at your computer screen, you should see exactly what you see projected onto the screen.
And I've heard it's not.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not. Unfortunately, it's not. That's the simplest way. It's not.
Do we have any sense of, we've got 100 smart boards that are over $1 million in cost approximately, right? Or 500 some thousand dollars.
It's about two.
Do we have a sense of usage? Like, are they used nonstop throughout the day?
Every teacher that has a smart board in his or her room utilizes the smart board for every lesson that I think they produce.
There's no going back to chalk.
The issue would be that we have to develop a different instruction perspective that if the smart board goes, we give you a white chalk. I don't think that's what we want to do.
No, just the terms.
It is conceptual. A lot of the lessons, units,
description. Are they teachers doing the Google bathrooms?
We're approaching that now, which takes us to another level, especially with the use of the smart boards. Because the last bit is interactive as well.
In that area as well. So. We'll be doing some professional development in that area as well as we move forward this year.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
School districts are required to appoint a designated person who will be responsible for on-site compliance with regulations on asbestos monitoring. Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Thomas Kelly be appointed as an asbestos safety compliance officer for the Central Ranger School District, effective September 28, 2007.
Motion. Second. All in favor?
I have a question. Is there going to be a stipend like there was in the August meeting, I guess, or the July meeting for Gary for that?
No.
No stipend?
No stipend.
No stipend.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the budget transfers.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts the following grant in aid.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Board of Education has appointed an independent claims auditor to review bills and authorize the processing of payment during the period between Board of Education meetings. Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts the report by the independent claims auditor for the month of August 2017 and authorizes payment of the monthly bills listed on warrants for the month of August 2017 as audited by the independent claims auditor as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts the following information.
Motion.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Thanks, Mr. Thode, for the donation.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, resolved that the Board of Education of the Central Burgess Union Free School District hereby grants permission to the Central Burgess Fire Department to use the district's locker room facilities in connection with the Central Burgess Fire Department's participation in the 2017 Tunnel to Towers, Foundation Run in New York City on September 24th, 2017.
Motion. Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Central Merges Board of Education approves the Central Merges varsity cross country team to attend Brown University's Women's Championship Rhode Island on October 13th, 2017 and October 14th, 2017 at no cost to the district.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Is there any way that while they're there, they can work in some campus tour? They're there for 2 days.
I've been there before.
Yeah.
It's not at Brown.
It's not?
Far away.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the Brown. So you think it's on campus near Providence? It's in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
It's a big park in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. I want to think about that every time we, go somewhere. I think it's...
We can have them run there. Maybe they're on the cross country.
Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the recommendations of the committees on special education and preschool special education for the months of April, June, August, and September for the 2017-2018 school year.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
One question. Can I get the service providers for the 11 out of the 22 cases that were done before August 9th? Can I have those service providers?
Sure.
Okay. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. The motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following individuals for the below committees.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Board of Education conducts a first reading of the following policy.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, Board of Education conducts a third reading of the following policy and subsequently moves to adopt the policy.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education conducts a third reading to rescind the following policies and subsequently moves to rescind the policies.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts the following resolution. Resolves that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education hereby adopts the exposure control plan as per the attached.
What is different from the last?
We changed the language. You had mentioned, Josh, at the last meeting, kind of questioned whether or not we should include this Gary Corwell, especially considering the fact that he is retiring at the end of this month, and we put superintendent and or his designee. That was the recommendation, which is the only piece that was changed in the document.
The one that I'm looking at, maybe I just have the wrong version, but the one that I'm looking at still says,
does
this Rainer or her designee? So shouldn't it say just the superintendent or the designee?
Yeah, so I think we changed that piece. Okay.
Can we just adopt it with that caveat?
Yeah,
so the whole concept that I raised was just that if you put a specific name in there, somebody's going to forget to change it when people move. So if it's superintendent and or his designee, and then he designates someone, if there's a new superintendent, that person stays designated, or, So with that one change, motion, second, all in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the transportation request submitted by family A.
And B.
And B.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Brings us to the
addendum.
Oh, sorry.
We must put that in the message now.
Yeah.
This is part of the addendum recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education appoints the following individual as a substitute for the 2017-2018 school year as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following appointments for the 2017-2018 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second. Discussion. What's the point one extra class?
It's actually a resource room that students require at the high school.
Is that IEP driven?
IEP driven.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. That brings us to the next section of the agenda, which is general discussion on grants and prioritizations.
Yes. I did not print it out, but I have it on our sheets, the legal sheets that I've sent it out to everybody. So I had asked all of you guys what grants, how you wanted to go, what direction you wanted to go for getting grants for the school, what we needed. Mr. Stewart said that he wanted to do something for drug awareness, prevention, and health. So we met with Kathleen Johnson last week, and we're coming up with different ideas to do that. Robin had gotten back to me and asked for ELL and writing labs. Reggio had mentioned the courtyard, which I'm assuming we don't need anymore.
No, it's
middle school
courtyard, right?
High school courtyard got recommended in the middle school.
That's still on the list. Marine science, I think, was Josh. Orchestra. BOCES, vocations, to extend their BOCES program, someone had gotten back to me about, and college essay writing, and I also put on discipline and PBIS. And I found different links, so I have copies of the links for the Department of Education with the grants and different ways to apply that way. So I figured we would just go over what you think is the priorities for the school district, and we'll do that. Yes. So, any thoughts?
So I mean, I think this is good. I think the idea is, we're hoping to, we've got a grant goal, but I think we were also hoping to kind of focus on, as we can go out to legislators and ask for different, there's money each year, the tennis courts. That's a grant opportunity from the town, maybe.
One of the things we might want to look into, too, in the next couple of years is start looking into solar here at the elementary school.
Okay.
One of the things we can do in years past is they wouldn't do it with our roof and gold here. We have a brand new roof now. I think that's it.
Somebody actually recently approached me, and I directed them to you for a presentation on solar, whether it be for us or effectively lease space, just like you lease a room.
Right. Well, we looked into it a couple of years ago. We did at the high school. We have some solar up there, but our roofs are so old here that they wouldn't put the investment into
right.
Now our roofs are all new here.
I think it's an
opportunity. Very desirable space now. It's all wide open. So that's something we could probably look into in the next...
We were looking at an energy efficient grant.
We have some up there,
We do have some. And then remember, we met recently, last year, and we got caught up in the phase two and phase one of the capital bond. So we decided maybe we should hold. And actually, it'll be that group should be resurrected again this year and do some.
I have someone coming in looking at it.
Yeah.
Start,
I think that potentially partially a grant or
it's
a revenue opportunity. But the tennis courts, I think it's a separate thing that we can work together and look to those guys for. From my perspective, if we were going to go out and ask, so the grants are published and we can do that, but if we were going to go out separately and ask, our local legislators, our state legislators, our federal legislators for money, I think that our likelihood of getting it would be higher if we were tied to something kind of specific to us, ELL writing labs, expansion in some way of the science program. One of the thoughts that I had was, we're near water, we've got a marine science section. There
if you tied that in some way into the independent research, I mean, the thing that kind of triggered in my mind was, I don't know if anybody knows, but there's an enormous amount of garbage in the middle of the Pacific, and it floats around and spins in circles and circles and circles, and a kid developed a way in school to collect a lot of that garbage. But it would be an interesting thing if we could somehow tie our marine science into that and get a grant for somebody, maybe for the program to grow or for to help an individual who had a specific interest, you know, in that independent research program grow. I don't know. I mean, from my perspective, BOCES expansion, I'm all for that. I don't know how, you know, they would view that, but it's certainly something that I think is important.
Yeah.
Well, I just look to see if there's any sources of grants from either private organizations, mm-hmm. like, you know, MicroWorks.
Yeah.
A lot of people out there, a lot of these groups that are pushing for, you know, trade instruction, you know, back to basics, people in carbon trade mechanics and whatnot. So that might be something even along private lines as far as grant.
See, I would see that being more private on the BOCES side because I think the state would say, we're already paying, you know. So, I don't know. What do you think? Anything else to like add to that list or where we would say, you know, the last thing, you know, that we talked about when we went to, when we go to Laval, we had a presentation on a media, the words are escaping me, not a media room, but a broadcasting center.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I know we're doing some of that, but, you know, is that something that's of interest, a broadcasting center? It seems that, you know.
And here he said, you know, he supports our.
He supported it. He loved the idea.
He has a very child home program. Because so, the main question is, are they sustainable every year? You know, and like the parent child home program, we've been able, it's amazing year after year that the politicians have supported it. Some came to the 11th hour, you know, remember that a couple of times we got so nervous because all of a sudden that great program could be gone when it's not in our budget. And so far we've been able to sustain it.
What were you thinking, Robin, in the ELL writing waves?
No, they were separate. I was thinking that kind of going with the parent-child home program that our ELL population has kind of exploded recently, and if there's any more support there, we can, you know, look for.
Especially Ms. Listline in that position.
Yeah.
She really does. It dovetails perfectly.
Well, I
could see that coming from local legislators.
Absolutely.
A lot of help there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then writing labs?
That was just something I was thinking about when we talk about, you know, enrichment almost in the writing lab. Kind of like what college campuses have where if you need help with writing or if you want to push something. It's not really a grant. I was just, as we were brainstorming, it was something that kind of might be more budgetary than a grant.
So if we were going to say kind of where we're, where the board wanted to focus for legislation, it would be legislators, politicians would be support for ELL, and maybe admin can help in what that kind of looks like. Kind of support for our science program. I don't know. I mean, you know, we should talk to the, you know, the people that are directly there, but marine science or something there, and then the broadcasting. And then the tennis courts will go with the town.
And we already started with the drug awareness because we already had a meeting, and it looks like we're going to be receiving some money right there. And that already.
Who's paying? How are we
going to? Just community center.
Oh, great.
Yeah, through them, working in conjunction with them. They're getting a grant, and maybe some of it's going to be built into, you know.
Just Human Pump, I think, is the organization that's funding them.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Just Human.
Okay. So ELL, marine science, and broadcasting is
top tier.
I would say the top three kind of asks for politicians, in my view. You know, I think things that they can kind of get behind, get their minds around, excluding the sports, you know, the sports stuff. So what are the next steps there?
I'm going to have to come up with a plan to meet with the legislative committee and figure out how to present it to the legislators.
I mean, I think first we want, you know, what is it? What does each mean? More support for ELL?
Yeah,
I think we'd want from admin, kind of, what does that look like? What more do we need? How would we do it? Kind of what the, if in a perfect world, what the ask is. Same for the science. If we had an extra $150,000, where would we want to put that for a year? And then the same, you know, same for the broadcasting. We could dust off the letter we wrote, you know, last time. And then I think once we have that, kind of what the ask is, it's
going out to all of them, you know, the local, the state, the federal, and kind of showcasing what we've got, inviting them in.
Yeah.
Here's a word, or, you know, going to meetings there, and if it were, you know, if we were going, I would say you'd bring the smart person on the topic, you know, and you know, so it's ELL, it's whoever that is, whether it's admin or whether it's a teacher that's passionate, because that's how you're going to get the money.
Yeah. Okay. I'll reach out to Luke's teachers who you recommend that would be for science and for ELL.
Yeah, let's see what the asks are specifically in those areas. And if anybody has another area, post it up. But. Wonderful. Okay. Questions or comments from the community on items not on tonight's agenda? Does anybody have any questions or comments on items not on tonight's agenda? Okay. Next board meeting will be October 4th, 2017 at 7:30 in the district office. Invite everybody to attend. Motion to adjourn to executive session for purposes of discussing collective negotiations under the Taylor Law with the CMAA and other matters, disclosure of which would result in an unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, good.